to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives with her husband Bob in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Lighten the Load.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, giving them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing on the journey but a walking stick, no food, no traveling bag, not a coin in the purses and their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals. Do not bring a second tunic, he said, and added, whatever house you find yourself in, stay there until you leave the locality. If any place will not receive you or hear you, shake its dust from your feet in testimony against them as you leave. With that they went off, preaching the need of repentance. They expelled many demons, anointed the sick with oil, and worked many cures. The Gospel of the Lord. Most of us would never think of leaving our homes without our wallets containing self-identification, cash, or credit cards. And we definitely can't go anywhere without our cell phones. And have you ever wondered why a woman's purse is usually on the large side? Well, we prepare for every kind of emergency. Speaking only of myself, I know I have way too much in my purse. Wallet, checkbook, Tylenol, ibuprofen, contact fluid, reading glasses, just to name a few. Somehow I always forget Kleenex. Oh well, can't be too prepared. Yet Jesus specifically tells his disciples not to weigh themselves down. He sends them on the most important mission of preaching, of spreading the good news, with nothing more than sandals and a walking stick. Whenever I read this gospel, I often read it as an exhortation that the disciples needed only faith in the Lord, and that he would provide everything else. And I'm sure that is one very real interpretation of today's gospel. But as I meditated more deeply, I realized another aspect. By taking so little with them, the 12 were liberated. They were free from material possessions. They were free to concentrate on the job at hand, the job of preaching the good news. Jesus even liberated them from personal entanglements. Whatever house they found themselves in, they would stay there only as long as they needed to. Then they could move on. And they didn't even have to concern themselves with rejection. If any place did not receive them, they were just to shake it off and move on. Now, I'm not promoting the idea that we all live in isolation. Jesus did send them out two by two. They had a companion for the journey. And we make commitments to others in our community, commitments to spouses and family. But when we are called to love one another, we are called not to feel as if love is a burden, but an extension of God, that we see God in every face, that when we are preaching the gospel, we are really engaged with the person we are witnessing to, and not just proselytizing, but really sharing our love of Christ. And maybe sometimes that means stepping back a little, taking time for ourselves to renew our own prayer life, to be sure that we still have the gospel joy. We lighten the load, as Jesus urged his apostles. Travel lightly. Maybe take a look at our busyness and see what is really essential, and purge if necessary. Do we really need to sit in front of Facebook for 2 hours a day? Can the housework just go undone for a little more time to read scriptures and pray with our Lord? My 28-year-old daughter told me how she noticed her Facebook account was full of a lot of friends of friends of friends, people she really didn't even know. She purged her Facebook and she felt like a burden lifted off her shoulders. What burdens are you carrying that you can let go and give the time to refresh yourselves or serve others? Lighten your load. travel with just a walking stick and sandals and see how much easier it is to spread the joy of the gospel.